Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I said it earlier. If you've ever been to Los Angeles, you go a mile in, there's nothing romantic about Los Angeles. It's phony. It's fake. And to sit there and just crap on us, because we're the real people in the world in the South, you know? So Bill Plastic, you go shove it where the sun don't shine, because this is real America where we are. This is Braves country.
This is Sparta!
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, we've got a chance for you to win some tickets to go see top-ranked. It's a top-ranked event going on at State Farm Arena on Saturday, guys. Jamil Semper Hearing taking on Shakur Stevenson Saturday, October 23rd at State Farm. We've got a pair of tickets for you. Stay tuned. Your chance to win coming up. Just keep listening. Braves-Dodgers Game 3 today, and it doesn't get any bigger. Mike talked about the odds of what Vegas thinks, and that's all fine and dandy. They still have to play the games. And with us leading 2-0, this is a must-win for the Dodgers. There's just no other way to put it. If you lose and go down 3-0, I've said it, one team in the history of baseball has come back from being down 3-0, and it was the Red Sox back in 04, which was miraculous.
Right. And Dave Roberts was the guy who was the catalyst with that stolen base in Game 4.
It's crazy. So they understand the weight, the levity that's going on right now with what they got to do. Walker Buehler is a great pitcher, Mike, and he was great last year. I mean, we forget he faced us how many times last year? I think he gave up one run in 11 innings versus us in the NLCS. That's combined, okay, over the course of those seven games. So he knows what he's facing, even though this is a different lineup, simply because we got some different faces. And Rosario and Jock's now with us. He was with them. But the fact is they need a great start from Walker Buehler, because, Mike, if we run through that bullpen again – and we're able to win, it's going to be like Joe Patrick said, now you're throwing the kitchen sink at us just trying to figure out. Can't do that over the next five games.
Very easily see this being a 2-1 game, a 2-0 game, where it's just a matter of, you know, and nobody's going to have you. Got to be on your A game, right? No mistakes in the field,
right.
No base running errors. Yeah. And if you do get on base, you've got to find a way to manufacture a run, meaning bunt a guy over. That's one of the things which, you know, I was a little irked on Sunday night. I thought, you know, some situations where maybe we could get a guy over to second. And, you know, a lot of teams struggle. It's not just pitchers, but a lot of, like, position players. Just bunting is like a lost art. Again, I'm sounding like my dad. But it's just something where it might come up where you want to get a guy over to second, and let's get something here happening. Because how about, you know, we talked about it, Carl, in the Milwaukee series. Sometimes we missed opportunities early to put runs on the board and then, you know, dictate some of the things that Dodgers are going to have to do.
Yeah, I, you know, the thing for me, and here's why I'm positive and feel good about our chances. We're on a win streak. We are hot coming out of the regular season, and then we went in hot into the NLDS, and we remained it. I mean, we've won 13 of our last 15 games, regular season and playoffs. That's hot. So then you add on to that guys that are hitting that are not your stars, okay? You expect Freddie to be better than 0-for-8, but that's what he is. So Austin Riley leading the team with 3 extra base hits, 4 RBI, and the team slugging like 370, 372 or something like that. We have been in good shape because we're coming up in big situations. And then Jock Peterson, man. I mean, you know, you add 4-for-4 for Rosario, Mike. You're getting production from a variety of guys that you go, man, if he could hit, well, they are. Now what happens today if Freddie comes alive or Dansby or Little D, as you call him,
right,
Darnell? What happens?
Yeah, I mean, if you could get something from Freddie. And again, it's just because we had the conversation with Joe Patrick in the 3 o'clock hour. It's just – you had a guy that went through, I think it was, I have to go back and find the stats, during the Braves' amazing run in August, where he never missed the baseball, right? He either made contact, right, or he didn't offer, but anytime he swung, there was contact, and it was a hit or it was a foul ball. He didn't miss the baseball. And then to see him missing the way he was, and at least, again, small sample size, but you saw a lot of bad misses by very un-Freddy-like, right, against the Dodgers the first two games.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Can we hear from Charlie Morton while we're talking about our Braves? We're going to get to the dog report and talk some college football here in a second, but Braves, obviously, guys, are the big story and remain that because we are close to getting to a World Series, and I say that because two games, you're up two games. This is where you want to be in this series. I'd rather be where we are than on the opposite end of where the Dodgers are. Here's Charlie.
I'm aware of how good they've been in the regular season and the postseason. But at the end of the day, I really have to look at those guys as individuals each time I face them. Because you can kind of get overwhelmed by a team, especially if they're performing really, really well. And then, just being objective and trying to look at them as individuals. That's how I'll go about it.
And that's what you have to do. I mean, you can't look at the team and go, ooh, that guy, that guy, that guy. That's when you start to get in your head, you know. Everybody comes up there, they got a blank face. You know who they are, but you just have to put the ball in your spots, and that's what Charlie has to do today. I think it was Bo who just told us, he said, you got to get, all these innings out of Charlie Morton. Mike, right. What do you think? What would be acceptable today? Six? You got to get six.
Again, as we said, we grew up in an era where those guys, three days rest, they'd go for eight innings. So, yes, seven would be ideal. You give the bullpen a rest. I kind of get the impression that Walker Buehler is going to give seven at least to the Dodgers. I think.
I do too.
Now, unless Dave Roberts is getting screwy again with some of this decision making. But, I mean, here's a guy that they should have not used Urias the other night and kept him ready to go. But, yeah, I think Walker Buehler is going to bring it. I'm hoping that Charlie will. Only that one mistake that, you know, the hit batter, and then, again, the first base for the Brewers was hitting moonshots. But still, I trust Charlie Morton. He is a guy with the most experience. He's going to bring some velocity, too. You know, that's one thing about him. Even at this stage, that's why we're happy he's coming back for next year. Hey, by the way, I was talking about the Dodgers. I just read an article, and I think it was Dave O'Brien posted. It's from a writer named Andy McCullough. Talking with Jock Peterson, it was kind of an interesting article because now they're back in L.A., basically saying that Jock Peterson really was cool with staying in Los Angeles, Carl, but the Dodgers weren't interested in keeping him. Couple other things in the article, but basically said, talked about the vibe and really enjoyed playing there. And goes on and contrasts, said the same kind of energy. This is an extended interview where Peterson talks about some of the things he loves about Atlanta is the energy, and everybody feeds off of it, and it's a younger team. And so it's some really cool stuff in the article. And it's pay for play with The Athletic, but he says there were a lot of teams who were offering me fair offers with the same types of deals. If I was going to be a platoon player, I was going to go be on a team who was competing in the playoffs. I did not want to be a platoon player that was not going to be there. So again, they moved on to Lux, and Peterson sort of basically became expendable in a nutshell. So they, a one-year deal with the Cubbies.
And luckily, he ends up, gets right. traded. Yeah, the Cubs fall apart. Cubs fell apart in about 2 weeks. Seriously.
And their loss was our gain.
Yeah, and then they realized they weren't going to playoffs, and then they became sellers. Speaking of Jock, let's hear what Brian Snicker says about Jock Peterson. He talks about what he brings to the clubhouse.
I mean, he's a strong personality, as everybody knows. But it's been all good brought to our clubhouse and our team. And I think guys were excited, obviously, when we got him, because Ronnie went down, and a couple days later he shows up. It's just that, Alex showed that we weren't going to, you know, just lay around and wait for something to happen.
Is that from the Dodger press conference? Good audio, man. They got good mic tech on that microphone, Carl. You hear that?
Yeah, well, they're in L.A. I would hope so.
Chris, you're an audiophile. Chris, why does he sound better in Los Angeles than he does at Truist Park?
Well, you know, the thing is for these NLCS and ALCS
the
press conferences, yeah, they got it done by the league, and they sit up on this grand stage, and there's a nice backdrop to it.
Yeah.
So they actually put some money into something for once.
And I'm a nerd for this stuff, but yeah, that he does sound crystal. So you can hear in crystal clarity, Carl, as he speaks to the media in L.A.
Hey, man, more on the Braves coming up. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at Bright Box.
Yeah, man. If you're like Squid Billy, don't set yourself in your house on fire. Call Bright Box Electrical. That's B-R-I-T-E. And they'll get out there in a jiffy. BrightBoxElectrical.com for everything from man caves to like those difficult hard wiring jobs they make easy. It's BrightBoxElectrical.com.
All right. The story now is, and I'm already getting these calls from Texas. It makes me laugh. Is Jimbo leaving A&M? I don't know. But now every coach is being asked, who LSU might be interested in, including Dabo Swinney, who had to tell the press today, I am not interested. Quote, this is the only Death Valley I'm concerned about right here, referring to Clemson and not Baton Rouge. He, of course, is talking about the nickname Death Valley.
Right.
He says, I don't know the situation with LSU. When asked about, you know, what was going on there, he says, but I do know some of the greatest coaches we have ever had weren't good early, and maybe the consistency wasn't there. It's a tough business. And talking about Ed Ogeron.
Right.
So everybody, Mike, who – if there's somebody you want to go after, obviously you're not going after Saban. He's not leaving, right? You're not going after Kirby. He's not leaving. But in a down year where Clemson is not what we thought, you go, hey, Dabo. He says, I'm not going anywhere. Jimbo, we don't know. He's still got a lot of money left on that deal, but he could walk. We now know that. There are other coaches, guys, that are going to have to answer this question now because LSU is going to go after all these top-notch guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's LSU and it's USC, and they're fantastic jobs. And, again, every coach has won a championship who's just the last three at LSU. Saban, obviously Les Miles, and then and Ogeron. And, by the way, there's a lot of copycat articles now that have come out. The kid who covers the young man who covers the LSU team for The Athletic had the first piece. And everybody else is kind of, if you read that this afternoon, Carl, there's a lot of copycat articles just, oh, Ed Ogeron this and Ed Ogeron that. It's like, yeah, well, this guy had it first. The thing about the LSU job, let me throw a name at you, Luke Fickell, right, at Cincinnati. He doesn't want to leave. Even Tressel saying, look, you got to leave the nest. It's time. Wouldn't that remind you, like, when they got Nick Saban from Michigan State? It wasn't the sexiest hire, but it was a perfect hire.
Yeah, but Fickell's really good.
Is LSU beneath Fickell?
It's not beneath him. No, no. But I'm going to say he's going to be able to pick his job.
I mean, USC is going to – I mean, see, USC can't get this wrong either. They monkeyed around with the assistant. Everybody knew that was the wrong hire. You know, don't you – I mean, we've heard a lot of things about – and again, they went through multiple athletic directors there for a while too. Yep, they've got to knock it out of the park at USC.
Yeah, I think the thing with Fickell, this gets back to Jimbo and LSU. For those who don't know the connection, the AD now there and Jimbo have a great relationship. Fickell has a great relationship with the new AD at USC. Mm-hmm. That is the connection. So you can tell me all day, and I know too many people who are involved in these kind of things, that those things don't matter. They matter more than the job, because I need to go and be able to trust that you are going to allow me to build the program and give me the time needed. The only way that happens is you have a relationship with these guys. So that is why Fickell's being at least connected to USC, and that is why Jimbo, even with this big fat deal, is being connected to LSU. I don't know if either one of those happened, Mike, but that is the job now, and I don't know which one's better. Which one's better? Is LSU better? People say LSU's the better job.
Yeah, I mean, you could run roughshod over the Pac-12, right? If you can get
you can own it.
You can own it. Get your recruiting back. LSU, until Saban steps down, it's always going to be, you know. You shoot your shot, and they've been able to win three championships in the last three coaching eras there. Meanwhile, just one nugget on Georgia, because it is an off week for Georgia as they prepare. They get 2 weeks for the cocktail party. Seth Emerson from The Athletic says JT Daniels, Carl, will see an uptick in his pitch count at today's practice. That was earlier today. Georgia goes through a bye week. Daniels threw about 65 to 70 passes on Monday, according to Coach Smart. Says we'll know more today, today being Tuesday. He's hopefully going to get some quality reps, and we'll see what kind of velocity he's got. So you and I have been debating, will it be JT Daniels, or will they stay the course? Well, JT's up in his pitch count two weeks away from the Florida game.
Southeastern Conference fining Tennessee $250,000 in the aftermath of fans throwing trash, bottles, debris onto the field at Neyland Stadium in their loss to Ole Miss. $250,000.
Yeah. $100,000 you get usually for rushing the field. That's been doled out this year, but it was just different when you had all sorts of crazy objects. I mean, who's throwing a bottle of mustard on the field, Carl? Somebody could get hurt, as you said. I mean, you never want to see any debris in the stands, but Tennessee fans showed their butt, and now they're going to pay for it.
All right, man. John Collins, our Atlanta Hawk, new deal, and a new season is starting on Thursday. JC joins us next. It is Dukes and Bell, and our next guest, we're excited to bring him back onto the show, because last year, as we went through our playoff run, he was magnificent and was kind and generous with his time, and we were pulling for him, and we were hoping that he'd get this deal done, and it is done, and now we are rolling around back to a new season. John Collins joining us on the WaitForward.com hotline, and JC, where you been, man? You got quiet during that whole contract thing, bro.
What's going on, man? Hey, man, you know, got to handle business, man. You got to handle what's in front of you, and you know, we did, and it's, you know, back in the A, baby, back again to do it big.
Congratulations. Right. Congratulations.
And you're
excited for us.
Thank you.
And you're buying lunch, man. Yeah, that's the thing, John, because we talked to you in the spring, and you were saying, we asked you, hey, is it in the back of your mind? And you said, yeah, it did kind of, you know, bite at you a little bit as it played out. Is that true?
Of course, you know, a big part of what would have been my future if anything would have changed. And obviously, just a monumental point in my career, probably the biggest point up into that until that moment. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, I made the right decision. A lot of good thought went into it, you know, a lot of consulting with, you know, just myself, my family, you know, and everybody that was involved with the decision. So I just wanted to make sure I made the right one, and I was happy with it.
Before we talk hoops, because we got to talk hoops, our season starts on Thursday. We got Luka and company coming in, and the expectations are high, John. You know that. But I'm curious, who's the first person you told once the deal was done? Who did you call? Who was the first person you called?
I don't know. I actually got to maybe go back to my call list. I don't remember if I did call anybody. I think I maybe my mom, or maybe my uncle. But I don't really think I made the first thing I did was make a call. The first thing I did was just, you know, I just sort of turned my phone off and just sort of just thought a little bit, you know, just try to internalize it a little bit. So I'm blanking on it right now, but I sort of did the opposite. You know, okay. I just wanted to reflect a little bit.
Yeah.
It was just such an amazing run. And as you know, you stepping up, every night somebody else was stepping up. And it just seems, put it out there, if Trey's healthy, if DeAndre's healthy, you beat Milwaukee?
I feel like so, man. You know, I feel like we can say that about a lot of things that happened and went around as to, you know, us and, you know, our injuries and how we – I feel like we had the most injuries last year out of all the teams. So I feel like that just gives us an outlook to say, hey, we played this well and did this, you know, played this way without our guys, you know, add a couple more of our better perimeter defenders into the mix. And I feel like you have to give us a little bit more credibility, although you have to give the Bucks their credit as well.
John Collins, our guest, guys. Hawks season opener Thursday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I said, and this is the way I describe it, I'm curious to know what you think about this. I said once the deal gets done, you can just go – and breathe, right? And now I don't have to worry about that. Does it relax you in a way that it entices you to play better? I mean, what were you working on this offseason that you feel like you're going to bring to the court this season?
If anything, and maybe, you know, not a skill, but more so a mindset, you know, I feel like the game is slowing down for me a lot. You know, I feel like I'm picking my spots a little bit more. I'm just able to read the game, you know, at a higher level. You know, I've been trying to watch film. You know, to just watch more basketball. Been with my, you know, assistant coaches and just trying to understand, you know, plays and positions, actions and tendencies, you know, just to try to improve my basketball instincts with, you know, which I feel like in the long run will always help me, you know, regardless of whatever skills I continue to build, because I'm always working on my dribbling, my shooting, you know, getting stronger. I'm working on everything all the time. So for me, now it's about taking the next step mentally.
And that's one of the things, John, we talked about while the contract was playing out. I don't know how much got back to you, but we were saying, you know, can he create his own shot? And because last year when you put numbers up, and then this team you just played on this last year going to the playoffs, all of a sudden there's other guys that are not leaning on you as much. And so it's like, you know, that was the question we were throwing out there. Is John is obviously an integral part of this, but there's other pieces now which can also pick up the slack every given night.
Yeah, you know, it was always funny to me to hear that side of the argument as to say that I can't create, and I always, you know, would ask, you know, or just I would want to question people who would to say why I can't create, you know, because, you know, I feel like a lot of the times people when they look and watch the Hawks before, all they saw was, you know, maybe what they probably saw was Trey throwing me a lob, right?
Right.
So that's obviously like, hey, oh, well, this guy, you know, is just a roller and a rim roller and whoop-de-wop, right? But I feel like as the playoffs went on and I eventually got to show my game, you know, things always balance themselves out. But that was always a funny argument for myself to hear. But just understanding on the ground level that, hey, right, you know, we want to win. Everybody has to eat. Everybody has to be effective. Although I can still continue to improve, you know, and work on my game and get better at everything. You know, sometimes you're not able to show everything because of, you know, the guys around you, and that stands out on our team.
That's what I told Carl. I tried to tell him that all last week.
Don't believe that, JC. Don't believe that.
Man, I know you guys are A1 all day, man.
Hey, Solomon. I know. Solomon Hill, 12 years, right? Gallinari, 12 years. Gallo. 16 years for Lou, right? Sweet Lou. And my point is, now the young core has been paid. How do you keep it together?
Big shout out to Kayvon.
No doubt.
White Chocolate. Kayvon Herder, baby, we love you, man. I told him congrats today in practice, man, but I got to give him one more shout out to the,
I'm with you.
To the guy, Kayvon, Kevin. Good job, baby.
So the core is paid, right? Obviously, D. Hunter and you know, Cam, they're working towards theirs. My point is, how do you keep it together? How do we not have some of the things we've seen around the league with our core group now that our guys are starting to get recognized for their skill level and being paid as such? How does the leadership play into this?
Yeah, and you know, you sort of just answered it right there. Is you just have to just sort of lead as well as you can, right? And, you know, my saying is you can't lead someone who doesn't want to be led, right? So if there's anybody who, you know, has, you know, falling off the ship, as I'll say, in any sort of way, then, you know, you try to keep your brothers and held them up as long as you can. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can't really control that, right? You can't really control keeping it together. So, as you said, I just try to lead, do the best I can to just put on the best example as possible for the city of Atlanta, for my teammates, right, for the organization. As I said, you know, those decisions, you know, although they would be fun to make, aren't in my hands, right? So I have to just continue to play ball and be the best teammate I can, because, you know, keeping the young core together in this league is hard.
It is John Collins with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline as we get ready for the kickoff to this season. And, John, expectations now through the roof. As we said, some injuries here and there. Maybe we could have gone all the way to the finals. Trey is like now, and you all raising your profile. So how do you guys embrace this challenge? Because now you guys to do this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's part of just our national growth and development, right? You know, showing that you can, you know, do more and earning the right to have more, right, and continuing to prove yourself, right, and the world, right. And I feel like it's just a natural progression of things, right, to be one of those guys in the league that we all want to be. There's certain pressures and there's certain, you know, expectations that come along with it for you producing and being what, you know, people, you know, rank you or, you know, you say yourself to be in your goals and expectations. So it comes with the territory. You know, I don't really think, try not to think too much about it. But I just understand that this is the line I got to walk to be one of the better players in the league, or to, you know, as I always say, to be a Hall of Famer. At the end of my career, I want to say that I'm a Hall of Famer. So, you know, it's not going to be an easy journey, but a journey that has to be done.
JC, how's it feel to know you guys wrecked the process?
Sixers are still crying.
Come on now, how's it feel?
Man, we did not.
We
beat who was in front of us, guys. That's all we did, man. We beat who was in front of us.
I mean, the Knicks are crying. Sixers are crying. We almost made Milwaukee cry.
Oh, man. Well, man,
we just be who's in front of us. Man. Be who's in front of us, and you keep it pushing, Nate. And, you know, that's a tough situation out there. You don't like to see stuff like that happen, but, you know.
Yeah.
It
is what it is.
Hey, it is what it is, man. They got to figure it out over there.
Hey,
they
man.
We figure that out.
We wish you nothing but the best. We're happy that the deal is done. We don't have to talk about that no more. We can move forward, and we can focus on dubs, man. Give Kayvon a big high five for us. Let's get this thing started on Thursday night. Trey's ready to roll. I know you guys are ready to get this thing started, man. By the way, a quick update. I know we haven't seen Clint Capella. Is he's okay? We're going to be all right?
Yeah, big fella's doing good, man. Okay. Nothing to say about CC, man. We know CC's doing good. And, you know, hopefully he, you know, knock on wood, right? He stays good, sure. And everything continues to go to plan, baby. We're all good.
All good. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Always glad if you guys have me on, man.
Thanks, all right, JC. Man. Cool.
John Collins, guys, season starts on Thursday.
Right.
He didn't want to own that, Mike. We didn't break the process up.
You have ruined the organization in Philadelphia.
Hey, man, let's give you a chance to win some tickets. Top Rank Boxing. It's going down at State Farm Arena Saturday, October 23rd. Jameel Herring taking on Shakur Stevenson, guys. Two tickets for you right now. Caller 9 at 404-741-0929. And be on the lookout for an email from our promotions department. They'll get you squared away. If, in fact, you are the winner, we're giving you a chance to win two tickets right now. Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, the artist formerly known as Kanye West sporting another bizarre mask on the streets of Manhattan. And, Carl, one of our favorite movies, we're finally going to get History of the World Part 2? I'll explain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, man. On a Tuesday, get ready for the Braves and the Dodgers. A couple of things, Carl. Some stories are just breaking I'll get to here in Guy Talk, which is brought to you by our buddies at Hoots Wings, chicken wings, and other things, guys. They got thousands of different wing combinations as far as you want crispy, you want to go with naked, you want to go with different sauces. They got fried pickles, buffalo shrimp, and Duke's Bell Hey Man Ale available at all three locations. Go to HootsWings.com. Hey, I just saw this on Channel 2's website. We speak to Coach Dooley each week on Thursday. And, Carl, I don't know if this happened after we spoke to him or if he had this happen, that he was just fighting through it. But Coach Dooley fell and broke his hip, did something during a workout last week, and the Athens Banner-Herald reported it initially. He had surgery on Friday, and it was successful, and he was later released from the hospital Sunday. So he would have been watching the Dogs and the Wildcats on TV at St. Mary's Hospital. Dooley says he hopes to be in Jacksonville for the charity event at the end of the month and the November 6th game, where Mark Richt will be honored as well. So thoughts and prayers for Coach, who is, Carl, we just talked about, man, at age 89, has been awesome with us for like 5 years on the radio, and you know, we always get a kick. You know, there's always like every other week there's a funny story back in the day which makes us laugh. But Coach, again, that's one of those things you never want to hear about, but apparently he's in good spirits, and it was a hairline fracture.
That's good to hear. I was just telling Mike, we were texting back and forth, not knowing the severity of it. I saw that as well, and not knowing if Coach would be available to talk with us this week. Either way, we love you, Coach, and you know how we feel, and certainly get better and hopefully you heal up and you're able to be in Jacksonville. You know, he's an active guy, man. I mean, he's all over the place.
Yeah,
so.
Man, for the years we used to do the show at his house, this is years ago, but he's written books about, you know, gardening and horticulture, and he lives that stuff. So he's out there, gets his hands in the dirt, and he's always doing that stuff. So either way, apparently he still got an elliptical, Carl, because that's apparently what happened. But we'll talk to Coach. Hopefully we'll get an answer later in the week how he's doing. Hey, I posted the image of it, Mike Bell, ATL. I didn't realize, by the way, I'm not up on this, but I am now, that Kanye West is now going by simply Ye. But he's
changed his name. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy.
Yeah. Right.
You guys do
right.
That,
so. Love. Right. Right.
I'm just going to go as Bell. Anyway, man, Kanye West spotted in a meeting with the former Trump lawyer, Michael Cohen. He had coffee in the Upper East Side in New York at the Lowe's Regency Hotel, which nothing that bad about that. He's apparently talking about a real estate deal. But it's how he was dressed, Carl. Now, we saw him wear something that looked like, I don't know, that remember the mask with all the spiky stuff on it that he wore here in Atlanta when he was working out of Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he shows up at Kennedy, and he's someone snapped a photo the other day of him getting in a cab, and he's got, like, a woman's mask on. It's described as looking like a Caucasian or perhaps Asian with eyeshadow on a mask. When he left the Lowe's Hotel, he's wearing this mask with sunglasses and a baseball cap. There was no security. He was just wandering the streets with the mask on. One person told the New York Post, he's a pleasant guy. But as I said, spotted earlier in the week wearing a mask appeared to be of a Caucasian woman with, quote, some smoky eyeshadow around the eyes. And he wore that disguise. He took his mask off that he wore on the plane and then put that on. What's going on there, Carl?
I don't know. I'm looking at it now.
Your thoughts?
Well, after listening to the album, which, by the way, if you're a Kanye fan, it's a really good album. But that being said, Mike, some of the stuff that he talked about in some of the songs go along with some of this stuff that he's doing now. This, I'm not sure how this plays in. And maybe one of our listeners knows more about this. But, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at this as well, and I'm going, what is this? Because it reminds me of the Eddie Murphy skit on Saturday Night Live where Eddie dresses up as a white guy. And we've talked about that. And goes on the bus. That was like the early 80s or whatever.
Yeah, but they do a lot of recorded stuff on Saturday Night Live, not in studio, and it was hysterical.
It was. But I don't know what this is, this match. And is that like what they do with the movies where they actually make a mold of his face?
I don't even know what that is, but yeah, it's kind of bizarre. And again, he's doing his thing. But I mean, if you don't want to be noticed, okay, you wear a baseball cap and sunglasses. If you want to be noticed, you wear a rubber mask on your face. So to me, it kind of defeats the purpose, defeats the porpoise, as my dad would say. But yeah, you know,
he could have put on a wig and a fake mustache, Mike, and been better off. But yeah, I don't think anybody really knows what's up with these masks. Yeah, no, but like if you hit us up. Yeah, hit us
like
up.
The Wayans movie, White Chicks, right? He could do that.
Yes.
Anyway, speaking of movies, now I know that for a younger audience, some of the jokes probably, like whether it's Mel Brooks or, you know, stuff from like Airplane or the Zucker Brothers, maybe it doesn't fly today. But I, as a kid, I loved History of the World Part One. I watched that with my dad probably 5,000 times. Anyway, Mel Brooks is going to make History of the World Part Two. It's going to be in series form, Carl. There's going to be 8 episodes on Hulu.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now, for those who don't remember, this movie came out in the early 80s, and it was everything from the Stone Age, ancient Rome, the French Revolution. You know, he plays Louis the 15th. It's like, sire, the peasants are revolting. You said it. They stink on ice. But anyway, they're going to pick it up, and we don't know if they're going to actually do the things that they said at the end of History of the World Part 1, which, if you remember, see Hitler on ice. And they had a guy dressed like Hitler on ice skates. See, choose in space, and they had the starships were shaped like the Star of David. But anyway, Wanda Sykes, Nick Kroll, a couple other folks and other comedians are going to be working on this as executive producers and writers, and it's supposed to begin in spring of next year, 2022.
You excited about it? You going to check it out?
I love Mel Brooks. I know that, you know, and there's a documentary on him, which is fantastic. And him and Carl Reiner, before Reiner passed away, them hanging out and just, they're still laugh out loud funny. So I'm a big Mel Brooks guy. So yeah, I can't wait. This will be on Hulu, and this will be definitely something I will jump into.
Yeah, I think Mel Brooks, like so many, you know, artists of that particular time period, Mike, we're not afraid to challenge the establishment and saying this is funny and we're going to make fun of it, right? And that's really the things that we're talking about now, where either it's offensive or you can't do this or that, or people say, hey, they're going to cancel you. And that was the thing. That's what makes that stuff now so unique, is you're like, they did that?
Right. I mean, we've talked so many times about Blazing Saddles and Richard Pryor was in on the project. Richard Pryor wanted it. The role that went to Cleavon Little was going to go to Richard Pryor, but the studios couldn't trust Richard Pryor to keep it together. And that's why he just got the writing credit on that. But Mel Brooks obviously.
Hell of a writing credit, though.
Dude, some of the stuff just, you know, stuff we can't even do the jokes to here on the radio. It was a movie, you know, 40 years ago. Hey, man, let's hit the closing bell, see if we made any coin today on our Wall Street. As it is like the anniversary of Black Monday from 1987, by the way, today. S&P 500 rises, strong earnings, fifth positive day in a row. Good news, man. So Dow Jones was up 198, S&P was up, and NASDAQ was up 107. So green, man. Brought to you by our buddies at Alliance Tax Solutions. Get the IRS off your back. No way to live, man. Going to the mailbox and being afraid to get something from the government. Straighten it out now, especially the extension, Carl, from April 15th just came and went. So just tackle the issue. They can make it work for you. Alliance Tax Solutions. A couple of famous birthdays today. Jon Favreau. Remember, Swingers was just on last night on Starz, and now he's going on to direct a lot of the movies from the Marvel series. He's done a lot of those, like Iron Man and stuff.
He's been great. Yeah, he did Iron Man. He was in a bunch of the Marvel movies. He's one of my favorite guys. I like Jon Favreau.
Yeah, good dude, man. Michael Gambon, and I think he was, I'm not a big Harry Potter guy, but old English actor. He's been in a million movies. You and I love that movie Layer Cake with Daniel Craig. He plays the heavy in that one. He's also got a curve named after him on Top Gear when he nearly tipped the car over when they have the celebrities racing. Trey Parker from South Park, very talented guy. He's 52. Team America is still one of my favorite movies. Have a buzz, watch that. John Lithgow, another guy, very talented, 76. Yeah. The real deal, Holyfield, Evander Holyfield, 59 today, Carl.
The real deal, Evander! Oh, man, I get chills when you hear that, bro.
Just please don't get back in the ring. Brad Daugherty is 56 today. Yeah. And a good dude. Happy birthday to the manager of Atlanta United, Gonzalo Pineda, who you hear on middays here, and he seems like he's doing a great job. 39. On this date in 1781, Carl, let's see if you remember your American history. What happened on this date in 1781?
1781, Mike.
Revolutionary War.
Give me free. Okay, I don't know.
That's later. That's in the 1830s.
I don't know.
The decisive battle for our freedom. The Revolutionary War ended today as Lord Cornwallis surrendered to General George Washington, the Marquis de Lafayette. We boxed him in the peninsula there, and there you go. And
see,
as I mentioned,
give me free.
So even though the French, we think of them as weenies, they didn't help us get our independence. And as I mentioned, Black Monday at the time, the single largest one-day percentage decline. I was bartending the day that went down. And I can tell you, it was not pretty. I was bartending in South Street Seaport, and you should have seen the stuff that was going on, Carl. It was literally like the Depression had set in.
I know. Some people did take their lives. Seriously.
And in hindsight, it was a drop in the bucket compared to what happened in 08. But anyway, there you go. There's your guy talk today.
Hey, man. Steve Weiss coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.